you
decision
say
to keep him on the left side and keep Lane on the right side? What went into that from your perspective, and how's Big V playing left compared to right?
He's a natural left tackle. He's played it his whole college career. I just felt like, you know, Lane is playing at such a high level. Why change two positions? We're living in the moment right now. We're not looking down the road. We're not looking in the past. We learned from the past, but we're looking at where we are right now and where we have to get to. And so to me, and I told this to the head coach, you know, to Coach Peterson and Frank, right now our best thing to do would be to leave Lane where he is and let V focus on left tackle. Because V, I've coached other players here. They have a difficult time going from right to left, from left to right, from a balance standpoint. V doesn't have an issue at all. Actually, he's probably more comfortable on the left.
Do you think we make too big of a deal of left tackle versus right tackle? Do you think it's the difference between the two is not as outsized in importance as it once was?
No, I think it depends on who's on that side.
Yeah.
Look at the defender and what is his value to that organization.
You were talking before about how complicated it is sometimes to kind of coordinate an offensive line. You said it's kind of like flying a mission to the moon. You feel like you're further along in that, right, this year with some of these, you know, it's kind of a new alignment here.
It's a process. And you have to trust the process, and you have to stay patient, and you have to keep chipping away until everything is detailed and everything is, you know, the way it's supposed to be. And there's a lot of other people involved in that. You know, one thing that's great about the group that we have here this year is they all give of each other to their teammates. I mean, we go out to practice, and I see the timing of the run game isn't just the blocks of the offensive lineman. It's the running back running through the hole. It's the receiver blocking the safety. All those things are factors. So I really feel good about, you know, the whole chemistry of the team right now, the offensive unit, and how they're all feeding off each other.
Scott, one of the things you hear in other sports, it's kind of a cliche, but it's difficult sometimes for a great player to be a good coach because the sport becomes so naturally to him that it's hard to explain it to somebody else. With respect to JP helping you out, is that dynamic different at all for an offensive lineman because the more wedded you are to your technique and the better you are at your technique, the better you are? And it's, I mean, I'm just wondering if the fact that he's so great naturally makes him a great coach, or is that something rare?
No, I think it's rare. I just the way he explains, even when I speak to him about how we're going to handle a certain guy or a certain moves, and the way he and I correspond with each other and the way he explains to me, hey, look, this guy's got this little move at the end of the rush that maybe the normal person or coach wouldn't even see. He's able to elaborate and explain that in a really unique way.
Is there a specific example you could say?
No, not really. Just constant communication with him about every week, basically.
Jeff, Carson's numbers against the blitz have been very good this year, all year, and yet he's the most blitzed quarterback, I think, in the league. Why do you suspect that is, that you guys see so many blitzes?
I don't know. Keep bringing it on, though, because it's opportunity for us.
Right, but there's got to be a method to their madness there.
Even I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't know. I know this much. The secondary coaches of those teams probably don't like it very much because you're hanging them out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a really good, smart quarterback who's tough. Mm-hmm. And he can get away from stuff, and so we don't really we work on it a lot, and we it's very organized in terms of who has who and how we're going to set protections and all of that. And we had a great one in the middle that takes care of all that, Kelsey. So that's kind of we don't shy away from that at all. Believe me,
mm-hmm.
We're kind of excited about the preparation when we get into that phase of the week. Guys are excited about that. You know, how are we going to deal? How are we going to take on? Hey, look at this blitz that they do this. You know, so it's kind of a fun part of the week for us.
Hey, Scott, speaking of when you talk about guys switching sides, how it can affect them, and in Isaac's case, also switching positions, left guard, had to go in at right tackle. Now he's the swing tackle. How has that affected him?
Isaac is really a very athletic, quick, sudden type of player. I think he's a rare, like not many guys could go out and play tackle like that in space. He's really good at it, to be honest with you, because he can change direction so fast.
What went into the decision to move on from Isaac after those first two games at left guard?
Well, basically, and it was this way all along. I mean, Isaac had the green light from the beginning. But basically, I told all of them. I said, "Hey, this is an open competition here. There's no nothing is set in stone." And so, you know, we've got a lot of good players in the room. It's not like that at every position. You know, I said, "There's nobody here that's going to play left tackle." I'm honest with the guys. I said, "But we got other players in this room that can play left guard." You know, and so they all knew it was wide open, and they all had it. Everybody had it, plenty of opportunity to show and prove what they're able to do. And at the end of the day, I just think his production level was better. Chance did nothing wrong. I mean, Chance was actually playing really pretty damn good, but it just became a point where I felt like, you know, I don't want to keep doing this. I want to settle in at one person once I've declared in my brain who that is, and kind of Wiz overtook that.